Does testosterone increase mental mistakes? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Colin Kammerer, professor of behavioral economics at the California University of Technology, examines this question.
Testosterone is a hormone that affects reproduction and all the drama surrounding it. When a male animal comes across an attractive mate or a threatening competitor, testosterone is released into the bloodstream and brain. The ideal way to test its effects is to change testosterone in one group of men and see how they behave differently. That's exactly what we did in our research. We recruited 243 men. We either increased the testosterone by having them apply a gel to their skin or had them apply a placebo gel that feels the same but has no active ingredients, and they couldn't tell which gel they'd got. Then the men all took a test. The test was three brain teasers to measure cognitive reflection. Here's one. Suppose there's a small amount of algae in a pond. The algae doubles every day and completely covers the pond after 48 days. On what day is the pond half covered in algae? The intuitive response is that the pond is half covered in 24 days, because 24 is half of 48. But that's wrong. The correct answer is that the pond is half covered on the 47th day. Remember, the algae doubles every day, so it must be half covered on day 47 in order to be fully covered on day 48. The men who had their testosterone increased made more mistakes on these brain teasers. They got only about 1.5 right, and they answered fast even when they were wrong. The placebo subjects got 2 right. So testosterone seems to increase mental confidence, which is bad when you're solving brain teasers. But the biological purpose of testosterone is maintaining male drive and status for reproduction. Why would it also lead to more mental mistakes? Our hunch is that testosterone increases mental confidence, which increases status, which must lead to reproductive opportunities somehow. So testosterone is probably doing its number one job after all, enhancing reproduction, but through a roundabout route in the brain.
That was Colin Kammerer of the California University of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.